This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, playing hardball with class on Wall Street after September 11th. But first, as millions of students return to school this fall, mixed in with the excitement of seeing friends again and the gloom, to be sure, of homework, there is another emotion, anxiety. Just days after the start of the new school year comes September 11th. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Catherine Barron reports on what schools are doing to prepare.
Before summer vacation even started, back when students were still cramming for last term's final exams, school psychologist Stephen Brock was already planning for this academic year.
It was back in the spring that we began to realize that, or remember, that September 11th was coming around pretty soon. And also, recognizing that it coincided with the start of school, we were very cognizant of the fact that it was kind of a double whammy.
That goes for adults as well as children, says Brock, who teaches in the school psychology program at California State University in Sacramento. Brock says teachers and parents need to be aware of signs of stress, including withdrawal, fear, and playing hooky, not just in their students and children, but also in themselves.
Sometimes that can be very frightening, to go several months and sort of feel like your life's getting back to normal, and then all of a sudden, boom, find, you know, an anniversary date like September 11th, 2002, comes along and it's like they're back to where they started from.
So in addition to the memorials and patriotic assemblies, Brock says educators also need to find ways of putting this tragedy in a more meaningful context. That's what three world history teachers were trying to do on a chilly afternoon in San Francisco's Thurgood Marshall High School.
I think we have to bring it around to what has September, how has it changed your life, or how do you see it affecting your life every day or the world?
After hours, before school, a week.
Nathan Munger, along with Paul Snow and Trevor Gardner, sit around a sturdy wooden table in the school's third floor library. The young teachers say their students need perspective. Gardner, who is just back from a week-long seminar for teachers on understanding the world after September 11th, strokes his trim beard and says it can't be presented as simply an isolated incident.
What do you guys think about, like, maybe starting the year with the unit on September, or the unit on the Middle East, and allowing September 11th to be a springboard into that?
Yeah, it gets them primed into why we're studying history. Well, because September 11th is like exactly the type of thing that you know, shows you how history affects you. Yep.
The teachers say they want to encourage their students to consider not just what happened, but why it happened. That's a question that may take years to answer, says historian Michael Stoff. He had just finished writing a history textbook for middle school students that was at the printer on September 11th when he turned on the radio. His editor called later that afternoon, and the University of Texas professor found himself in the disconcerting position of writing about the attack while the nation was still reeling from it.
Historians like to get a little perspective on events, and there was clearly no opportunity to do so. Of course, I was trying to write as these events were literally unfolding before me.
Now, 1 year later, that textbook, The American Nation, is in classrooms across the country.
Students were very, very much on my mind, and not only students in the aggregate, but also students who might have lost loved ones in that tragedy. And it certainly occurred to me as I was writing that this was a matter that had to be handled appropriately.
Several drafts ended up crumpled in the trash before Stoff found the right context for teaching about the attack. Here, he reads from the chapter on terrorism.
It was the deadliest day on American soil in more than a century. As you have read, the United States was often called upon to take the lead in resolving regional conflicts. But as grief-stricken Americans learned on September 11th, world leadership could carry a high price.
Stoff says with no easy answers, teachers need to emphasize the complexity of the attack.
You're in a classroom and it's September 11th and there's one of these things we can do this day. How ambitious can we be?
On a late August afternoon in San Jose, California, seven veteran and retired social studies teachers are gathered for a working lunch. Together, they bring more than 150 years teaching experience to the table. A few of them even recall collecting tinfoil, string, and bandages when they were students and America entered World War II after the attack on Pearl Harbor. On this day, they consider how teachers can, as President Bush has cautioned, distinguish between those responsible for September 11th and the larger population of the Middle East.
I'm just curious how each of you in your experience being in a classroom would pick your one thing to do this day, a year later.
I would ask one thing. Who or what is a Palestinian? I think of what they could handle one day.
Okay. That would be a full discussion.
Oh, you bet it would.
Or even who or what is a terrorist? There. One man's
Very
terrorist
good.
Or somebody that's else's patriot.
While teachers wrestle with how to make sense of the senseless, school psychologist Stephen Brock says there's something else they need to keep in mind, the importance for their students of simply being in school in a familiar place with a normal routine.
It can be very reassuring to students in that it tells them not everything has changed. My teacher's still there. And the bell rang at the same time. Cafeteria food is still horrible. You know, and we went home at the same time. And Mom picked me up, or Mom was home.
Giving students a sense of safety in a world that's been unalterably changed may be the most basic lesson of all. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Barron in San Francisco.